Welcome to Sports and a Slice of Life. And now, here's your host, Dave Lewis.
The pride of the 901 from Memphis, Tennessee, Mandy Thomas from The Voice and Team Kelly on the show. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Awesome. Hey, how are you hanging in there with the shelter in place? I know in Tennessee it ends in a couple days, but have you been dealing with being cooped up and unable to live a normal life?
Well, honestly, it hasn't changed much for me because usually I'm at my studio teaching or I'm at home. But the aspect of performing out around town, that has changed a lot.
I want to make sure we give a shout out to a couple folks before we get into our talk. I know they're going to be mad if we left out your band, Cruisin' Heavy.
Cruisin' Heavy, yeah.
Of course, Angela, and then a shout out to the Vision Academy of Performing Arts in Cordova. So let's make sure we give them some love this morning.
Yes, that's where I'm at right now, actually.
Hey, Mandy, how has this helped or hurt you in terms of the preparation for the live shows coming up? I know we've been doing the coaching directly with Kelly. You've been performing in front of a live audience. Now we're doing this sequestered Zoom FaceTime kind of deal.
I mean, it's definitely been different, a little, it's still exciting in a way, just because it's new and it's different for everyone. And everyone is having to adapt to this new way of life for now. But, it's right now you fight or flight, it's you do it or you don't. And I'm just going to go ahead and do it and hope that it works out for the best. But it's definitely different. But everyone's been so helpful and, positive about it.
But you feed off the energy of a studio, right? I mean, the audience there and as a performer, it's got to be different doing it, just for you and your dog Chunk and instead of the crowd, right?
It's very different. Yes, I am one that has actually grown up performing on stage and having the audience to feed off of. But I mean, if you are wanting to be a recording artist, then this is actually really good for you. And it kind of gives you a taste into what it would be like in the recording studio and still having to have that energy and passion in your music and your singing without the audience right there.
And you've had a chance to do this as a teacher yourself with your own students. So you're just familiar with the mechanics of how it works and how to, get good information to your student, just like you're getting it from your coach.
Right, right. Kelly's been super helpful. She's great. We have gotten to talk with her, since this whole thing has started. So, I mean, The Voice is doing great with keeping everybody in touch and communication and everything. So I'm really grateful for that.
Has the time dragged since you had the knockout victory, or is it just kind of sped up? Like, I can't believe it's almost here for the live shows.
Well, it was dragging before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And now it's like, crap, it's next week.
Do you think that with each victory, you had the great blind audition, you're doing the opera, and then you had the battles victory, the knockout, that you're building confidence as you move through each round, or does the pressure ratchet where it gets harder?
I mean, you're giving me these questions that are just so balanced on each end, honestly. Yes, the pressure is a lot higher because the numbers are getting smaller and smaller, and you want to stay in those small numbers, and make it all the way to the finale. But it's been pretty cool making it this far and not thinking that you ever would have. And it's just been a blessing, honestly.
Do you get more confidence with each round?
I personally do. That's been one of my things that I've dealt with my whole life, is just not having the confidence or believing in myself. And that's something that Kelly's really worked with for me. And she straight up said that to me. She was like, "You don't know how good you are. I just wish you would have more confidence in yourself." And so each round, I try and gain a little bit more and show that to her as well, that, I am listening and hearing it from somebody, golly, with a career like hers. I mean, it means the world.
Well, I heard covers of you all night. I mean, people are watching Netflix. I'm watching videos of you. So I saw Old School, Natural Woman, and I Will Always Love You, Adele. Hey, what's up with the confidence? You've been good for a long time.
It's not about being good. It's about thinking you're good. I mean, I'm confident in my singing just because I've been trained and I've been doing it for years. But at the same time, like, what does everybody else think? You know, so I just, you know, it's really big to put yourself out there to have America either like you or not like you.
What message do you think you send? Because this is not your first rodeo in trying to be on the show. I mean, you've tried and not made it before, and now you've advanced as far as you have. What about the message of just the persistence of not giving up, regardless of how far you go from here on out?
I would definitely say to stay persistent. Yes, I did try a few times before, and I would get to like the second round, you know, and just not be what they're looking for possibly that season. But so many good people get turned away, and I knew that in the back of my mind. You know, I'm like, they're not turning me away because I'm not good enough, you know, and that's kind of what kept me going. And then having my students on there, I'm like, maybe this is more attainable than I thought it was. So I'll try again, you know, and got lucky this time, got through, got noticed.
You had a couple of students that were on the show, I think Reagan and Savannah, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And without them being a part of it, would you have not tried again? I know they kind of pushed you over the top with the teacher becoming the student, but had you given up that part of your career and saying, hey, I'm not going to try to be on The Voice again without those kids doing it?
Maybe The Voice, yes. But I mean, it you know, only been like a year or two since I tried last before they did it. And still just getting to that second round still gives you a little push of, okay, cool. You know, I am good enough to do this. But then, you know, you just get so busy with life and teaching, and then they did it. Yes. And then I actually flew out there for both of them, you know, just kind of saw everything from a family perspective, you know, cause they have friends and family come out there for the blind audition. And I was there for Savannah's blind audition and got to be on TV and just was so proud of her. And then, you know, I flew out there for Reagan and got to watch in the audience for a couple of the live shows. So I saw it from the audience perspective and I'm like, man, I think I want to be on that stage. So then I just tried again and again, got very lucky.
No, not lucky, you're good. And obviously you put yourself on the map with that blind audition. Kelly turned the chair around, you singing opera. And you've been praised for the daring of that, but hey, that couldn't have been an easy decision, right? People want to hear, you know, pop singers and country singers, and you go totally off the grid with that. That was risky. How much grappling did you do? Like, gosh, am I doing the right thing by doing opera?
It was a month of losing a lot of sleep before I really truly decided to be okay with doing opera on the show. At first, when I was deciding, I wanted to be different, yeah. And I grew up singing opera, and I was classically trained, and I did want to honor, you know, the years of work that I put in doing that. But once I heard her say it on the show, the season before us, why don't we have opera on the show, you know? It's called The Voice. The voices sing opera, you know? So I was like, okay, well, I really want Kelly. If I do this...
Yep.
Surely she'll feel obligated to turn around for me. So, I mean, if I didn't, you know, if I wasn't horrible at it. So, but I did try, I tried to mix a little bit of pop and stuff in there too, just to kind of show her that I could do other things.
Mandy, what's it like when she turns the chair around and you still have to perform? Like, you can kind of exhale a little bit on the inside, but you still got to finish the song. You can't just pump your fist and high five and say, yes. You still have to finish the song, but you know that you got that approval that you need.
Well, you know, that was something that I was not looking forward to because I didn't know how I would respond when and if that happened. But like they say, like, you kind of black out when you're up there and you're just in the zone and you're focused, kind of like tunnel vision. I mean, it's get through the song and see what happens. I think I kind of noticed when she did turn around, but there was still no relief because of course I wanted all four of them to turn around, you know, so that competition mode was still in there and yes, it was relief and, you know, but yeah, I was still super focused and it didn't really hit me that she turned around until I was finished. And they tell you before you go up there, make sure you take time to stop and breathe and listen and soak in this moment, because everybody, you know, like a lot of people tend to black out. I say black out, I don't mean pass out on the floor, but but it's just something that happens and your mind is just on the prize and that's it.
For your fans, Mandy, and for those who didn't check it out, mind-blowing experience, the blind audition. Here she is doing opera and getting Kelly to turn the chair around.
Time to say goodbye.
So many quality judges that, you know, you could have been on other teams. Obviously, John Legend had a great career, and everyone's loving Nick Jonas, and Blake's been a winner. And obviously for you, it's extra special to be on Kelly's team. I remember hearing the stories about you hearing a moment like this.
Yeah.
As a little girl, what that meant to you,
yep.
How that inspired you in your career.
It definitely did. And I tried American Idol a couple times, you know, before too, and actually got to Hollywood with that. So again, like going back to then, that was before The Voice and everything, just knowing that I was good enough to make it to Hollywood, you know, let me know, maybe I should try this new show. And yeah, I'm not what society sees as a perfect pop star, you know, which is part of my confidence issues that I've always struggled with. So hearing that they were going to do a blind audition is kind of what pulled me into The Voice. And I was like, maybe it'll be fair this time, you know, and people will base it off of The Voice, something that I've right. worked on my whole life.
You clearly have one too. And
well, thank you.
What kind of connection have you made with her since she came through the competition circuit like you are trying to do, to have maybe some advice or some guidance in how to deal with each stage of the process?
Well, she, out of all of the coaches, know exactly what it's like to be in our position. So that was another reason that I wanted to be with her. And not to mention, she's also been classically trained. So she knows what I'm dealing with maybe not wanting to stick with one genre the whole time for the rest of my life, you know? And I knew she would have an appreciation for all genres of music. So having her there was like, fate. Gonna go with that.
Do you have much say in this point? I heard another interview that you did a few days ago that the performance is huge, obviously, but song selection is equally as important.
I think song selection is the most important, honestly, because America wants to relate to the song. They want to know the song, be familiar with it. But they also want to hear your take on it as well, you know, and see what you do with it as an artist. And they do give you actually, we'll turn in, you know, a list of songs that we want to do, and they try to go off of that list as well, but the coaches do have a say in it too. So it's just, I think it's very fair. I think it's done nicely, and I've been pleased with it so far.
You know, there's a great question from Julie Bassett coming off of Facebook about song selection, which I know is critical. Do you have a go-to? I know that you've done a lot of karaoke in your day. And for me, Here and Now by Luther is my go-to karaoke
yes.
song that will clear the room.
Yeah.
Do you have one that you, if you had to pick one song, this is for the championship, this is for winning The Voice, you could pick a song. Maybe you don't tell me, because that would be like your surprise. But do you have one?
I do. It is Total Eclipse of the Heart.
You're too young to have been around when that song was popular, though.
Oh, not well, when it was popular, maybe, but it's still popular. I mean, everybody knows it.
So has that been a song that's been even on the table through these different layers of competition so far?
It might have been one that I put on my list, you know, but like I said, song selection's everything.
You're so coy. You're so coy.
I did. I put Celine Dion on there and Whitney Houston and all kinds. Because again, I enjoy all genres. You know, I've got some country on there. It's just, I grew up doing everything. So I wanted to show America that you can appreciate all music. You don't have to stay in one lane to maybe be a successful singer or artist, you know? And I also wanted to bring an appreciation for opera, maybe to some people who don't watch America's Got Talent, you know, or don't watch Andrea Bocelli all the time, and let them know, you know, there is a crossover. There is a point where you can enjoy all of it.
I know Blake wondered if you could do country, and you've got a great history in country going back to that Strand Theater in Millington with your uncle, age 11, Martina McBride, Faith Hill, Trisha Yearwood is great influences. So, and you've already shown on the show that you can do country. Would that be your go-to genre if you had to pick one? Like, this is what I want to do professionally. I could be a country singer.
If I had to pick one for the rest of my life, I think I would go with country just because I have such deep roots in it. You know, I was raised on country, and country tells a story with the lyrics, and it's really easy to connect to country music. And honestly, I think I might have been built for opera, but I'm not one of those that just like sits in my room and listens to opera all the time. You know, performing it is one thing, but having an appreciation for it and wanting to hear it all the time is a completely different thing. And I just have an appreciation for singing, you know, in general. So if I had to stick with one genre, I think I would stick with country, because you can cross over pop into country. You can cross over blues and soul into country. And I mean, there's nothing you can't do with it, honestly.
We're talking country, and we'll show some versatility now. This is from The Battle with Sarah Collins, My Baby Loves Me. Mandy Thomas from The Voice.
Consistent and steady. The winner of this battle is Mandy.
Mandy, congratulations! You are moving on to the knockouts.
I had to go with Mandy. She's just a very talented singer, and I could literally give her a song from any genre of music.
This is a big step for me. And I'm so excited to move on.
Excited to move on to the knockout round. From there, another victory. Now into the final 17 of The Voice. That's Mandy Thomas. And I'm Dave Lewis. Hey, Kelly said that we need to revisit this opera thing. Is that something that you can realistically do at this point in the competition? Or do you have to go mainstream because the stakes are raised and maybe you have to go about it a little more strategically?
Yeah, there are goals. Kelly is very strategic with how she wins. I mean, she's won, what, 3 out of 4 of her seasons?
Exactly.
Maybe she can go for 4 out of 5. So I don't know. You guys will have to see what she and I have decided to sing. But she is strategic. You know, I will say that.
You are so mysterious.
I know. I have to be. I want you guys to tune in and watch.
Monday, the live show's on the 4th. Hey, what do you like to do with your time away from singing?
I actually enjoy playing poker.
I heard that. Are you good?
I am an okay poker. I am no shark by any means. but I enjoy it. I win sometimes. I lose probably more than I win. But hey, I do that in singing too. So what's the difference?
Do you have a poker face?
I'm actually the one at the table that tries to keep it light and fun. And when people put on their sunglasses and get all serious, you know, I'll be like, oh, that's cute. But so don't put me on ESPN or anything.
No, I promise.
I'll be that person that's like talking the whole time.
Hey, here's something kind of a sports kind of related thing, because you're on a team. So we're Team Kelly. So you've got your teammates. At the same time, you're competing against your team, right? I mean, so what's that like? You're supporting your fellow artists. You want them to do well, but at the same time, you're trying to beat them.
Well, for me, it may be a little different than the other teammates, because I am a voice teacher and my goal is always to want to help everyone be their best. And I did that, you know, when we were out there, and Cedrice was one that I helped a little bit, you know, with our other friend, John Mullins. He was on there too. And she was so sweet and even acknowledged us on her Instagram that we're not her yes friends, you know, and we were honest with her. And because everybody out there wants to improve, you know, even I do. So we all go to each other for criticisms and to see what we think about, you know, our performance and how we can improve it. And everyone out there is honestly so nice. It's, you would think, you know, competition mode, but everyone's very helpful and very honest with each other, very encouraging. but if they wanted honesty, they would come to me just because that's what I do, you know?
Sure.
Been critiquing people singing for the last 10 years and now it's my turn. And I'm actually really enjoying it. That's what I was looking forward to, is getting to work with a vocal coach, because I haven't in so long. You know, I've worked with Tracy a few times and gotten her opinions, you know, throughout this process. Planning for my audition and stuff, but having a regular weekly coach, I haven't done that since college.
You know, that's our 6 degrees of separation, right? Our history with Tracy. So Tracy DeLeon goes back to you in Memphis. She lives now in Northern California. Her daughter goes out with my son.
Yeah, I know. That was so cool.
Such a small world. Catching up with Mandy Thomas from The Voice. It's been such an amazing ride for you. Of course, the successful blind audition, the battle victory, the knockout where you did My Church from Maren Morris. And I think I saw you on some internet video doing that song in a backyard recently, some kind of family barbecue.
Yeah, we've been allowed since the pandemic. We've been allowed to play for tips on our live streams on our Facebook and stuff. And that's one that I have on my set list. So I guess since it didn't get shown on TV, like the whole song, I had a few people request it just because they wanted to hear it. So
I wanted to ask you, you're known as one of the best yodelers in the world.
Oh.
What made you get into yodeling?
The Strand Theater growing up in, you know, Millington, Tennessee. Singing country. One of my friends, Elizabeth, actually, she learned how to yodel. We kind of listened to Leanne Rimes, and you know, she's the one that did that song Cowboy Sweetheart. And we wanted to learn how to do it, and Elizabeth learned how to do it, and then she kind of told me how to do it, and then I sat in my room for hours trying to figure it out. My mom was unhappy with that, because it's loud too. But yeah, I did it. And it's just kind of always stuck with me. It's one of my cool, you know, you have any like secret gifts or anything, you know, gift. I don't know if I'd call it a gift, but.
You know, I'm going to ask you to do it, right?
Are you sure you want to hear that?
Oh, come on. Come on. You've got it.
It's so early. Hold on. Hold on. Woo! I don't know what's going to come out today. They made me do that in some interviews for The Voice too, and they haven't shown them yet.
Really? Well, like, this one's going to be heard.
I'm like, thank goodness. And now here we are. Okay.
Hey, you come across so real and likable, and just like a lot of us, and you know, the rest of us yodel too. So go ahead.
Exactly. Everybody yodels. So why is it so hard for me, right? It's going to be loud. Are you ready?
Bring it on, girl.
Okay. That's usually the reaction I get.
Oh my God. That was unbelievable. I love that.
I'm surprised it came out.
Hey, last thing for you. When you're getting ready for a competition or performance, I know like athletes, they kind of train up, they do their, you know, heavy lifting here, then they kind of taper down, or, you know, marathon runner. What about for your voice? Like, how much can you sing leading up to it? Do you have to kind of dial it down to save it? How's that work?
Oh, you know, I run 3 miles every day. No, I actually, keeping up with my students, you know, I do little warm-ups with them every day, and that's kind of what keeps me in shape, honestly. It's just like any other muscle, you know, for dancers, for runners, anybody, you got to keep it stretched out, you got to keep it in practice, and, you know, it will lose that muscle memory if you don't keep it going.
But do you have to rest? Like, do you not yodel the night before the show?
Well, you usually don't yodel ever anymore, really. There's no audience for that right now. But having the break from having to play with my band and do 4-hour shows, you know, singing rock and pop and country and all that, 3 to 4 nights a week, every week, it's been a nice break, not gonna lie. But I do miss it. But it has given me, like, say, if I wanted to do more opera, it has given me more of a break for that, to where I could probably work it back up pretty quickly if I needed to.
You know you're ready.
Are you ready?
Totally. Hey, give us your social media information for the folks that, you know, want to follow you on Twitter, Instagram, etc.
Okay. Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok are all Mandy with an I _ Thomas 13.
I'm on it. Monday the 4th, The Voice on NBC, Mandy Thomas on Team Kelly. She's going for it. She's not going to yodel anymore.
Who knows? Who knows? Got to be strategic.
You're so fun. You know I'll be rooting for you.
Well, you're fun too. Thank you so much.
What a great visit. We'll have you on again sometime. Next time we'll pimp your band a little bit more and get all caught up. You've got a bright future, young lady.
I love to be pimped. Thank you so much.
That was wrong. I could have come up with a better word.
No, it was perfect. I would have said that too.
Yeah. Mandy Thomas from The Voice. Live show's coming up on Monday. America has its say. She's in the final 16, actually 17, with somebody coming back. Good luck, young lady. You're the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
That's Mandy Thomas from The Voice. You can't subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. We certainly appreciate your positive comments and feedback. Certainly helps Mandy out a lot as well. And we're going to leave you with something from Mandy and the band. It's Cruisin' Heavy. The show was Local Memphis Live. Angela Burton also on vocals, so I want to make sure she gets some love. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song is like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, blood stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. Everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. Here to run in our blood, the kind of lust just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me queen. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count hot dollars on the train.
And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come from money, but every song is like old cheap Grey Goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. Everybody's like Crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet plane islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. Here to run in our blood, the kind of lust just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, baby, I'm a ruler. Let me live that fantasy. Without a care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. Into running our blood, the kind of lust just ain't for us. We crave a different kind.